Don't have hard feelings about me. Your faithful friend.
The diary says I took my bathing costume with me when I went to say goodbye to Ted. The costume that Marion bought me in Norwich, remember? You know, it's manners to say goodbye and thank you.
Oh, Leo, not swimming.
I don't want to go back to the first days.
Has that man gone?
Do you know him?
I may have met him.
Deceit from the very start.
Well, you're still here. That's something, Leo.
She was shining.
I shall never get this dry.
You're funny.
She gave you the performance she'd invented for Ted.
Well, it'll drip on my dress.
There you go. Lie your hair on this.
Has that man gone?
Are you going to war?
Lord Trimmingham was asking.
Did you know Marion was engaged to him?
Yes.
Is that why you're going to join up?
I don't know that I am. I'll do what she wants.
Isn't that cowardly of you?
Why are you here? Do you tell Lord Trimmingham about our exchanges?
No. It wasn't that.
Well, she said you wouldn't talk, but I said he's only a youngster.
I haven't told anybody.
We're both very much obliged to you, Master Colston. Then any young boy would carry messages like an errand boy.
Please call me postman again.
So, you'd like to hear about Spooning?
I wouldn't dream of troubling you.
Time to go.
Do be careful, Ted. The bows don't play by the rules.
No, I wouldn't mind that.
My father was a pacifist.
Go.
Keep singing, won't you? I like the one about the angel. That gave me an old memory. When Mother took me into the cathedral in Norwich just for once one Christmas. There was a choir boy singing a carol. And you had the same light in you when you sang about the angel, so keep singing, eh?
Yeah. Shall I take one more message for you?
Will you? Whisper to her. Friday as usual, at 6:30. Do you want me to write it down?
I can remember. 6:30. Goodbye, Ted. At the sluice, behind me, Ted takes off his old, soft hat and waves it, shading his eyes. I try to take off my hat and can't, because I have the halter of my dry swimming costume round my neck. Marcus would sneer. I look stupid. The halter chafes my neck as I walk across the blistering causeway. I want to go home.
My darling, your letters both came by the same post. Wasn't it strange? In the first, you begged me to let you stay at Brandham Hall an extra week because you are happier than you have ever been in your life. And this hurts me a little. Then in the second, you say you aren't at all happy. And will I send a telegram asking Mrs. Maudsley to send you home?
How much I miss you.
My darling, I couldn't bear you unhappy. How much I miss you. On your birthday, too. So I was off to the post office to send the telegram calling you home. But it was in haste. Haste is seldom wise.
Haste is seldom wise.
Have you exaggerated? We all do that, don't we? And to come home instantly, all because you have to run errands. I say, stay.
Have you exaggerated? We all do that, don't we?
Oh, dear. If it is too much for you, go to Mrs. Maudsley and explain to her very nicely and ask if someone else could take the messages. There are 12 servants in the house, as you repeatedly have written to me. Stay another week, at least. We can't expect to be happy all the time, can we? Goodbye, darling boy.
Can't expect to be happy all the time, can we?
Disorientating.
I won't ask for help again.
Leo, how have you been getting on without me?
Very well, thank you.
Well, that's the first unkind speech you've made.
I didn't mean to be. Did you enjoy yourself in London?
No. I missed Brandham every minute. Did you miss me? Don't lie.